are the Power Couple.
Hey, hey.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Season two.
Season two, something like that. That's how long it's been.
Okay. For clarity, what had happened was the kids had got out of school.
Yeah.
And then, you know, summer and like all the, we're parents, okay?
Yeah, we're parents. We really be lifing.
Yeah, like we really be having our kids.
Yeah, like all the time.
Yeah, like your friend was like, wow, like y'all really be having your kids.
Yeah.
This guy had like six kids.
It's like, yeah, man, they be here.
Yeah, like a parent?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. How you been since we last did this thing?
Well, since we last did this podcast, I had an afro.
Yep. New hair.
New hair.
You know what I'm saying?
So I decided to lock. Okay. Join the Lock Nation.
Yeah. What's your reason?
Convenience, and I told you when we first got married I would consider it when I turned 30.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how like I naturally ended up doing it.
Right at 30?
Yeah.
31-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took an extra year.
It did. But, you know, it's been a process. I'm glad I did, though. I identified so much with my afro. Like, it was like my little signature.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rough, like, kind of saying goodbye to it.
Yeah. Having lots is a journey. I had the small fries. You know what I'm saying? Then I had the medium fries. Now I got, like, extra large fries.
Extra,
you know what I'm saying?
Large.
So they it's a journey.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, live it through every single process.
Yeah, my thought process was to do it myself because I just wanted them to be a little more personal. Like, I didn't want it to look like everybody else's.
Like, uniform.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted them to have my own person. Because I felt like my afro was that way.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't look like anybody else's afro. Like, it was mine.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was my logic.
That's dope. I love it.
What about you?
I became a mortgage loan officer.
Woo!
Test,
I wish I had like a
heart
noisemaker.
Bing-a-bing-a-bing-a-bing-a-bing-a. Yeah, man. Yeah. I got, you know, it was a process, y'all. It was a process. And I think that's why, like, I know my reason of not like doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I was in steady mode for a long time.
Yeah, we did have a lot. And like, I was rolling dolo in real estate for a little bit too while you got that done.
Yeah,
which is fine. We knew we had to tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I told myself, like, yo, I'm taking this joint one time.
Yeah. You did. So.
Yeah. Visualization
you
works.
You showed yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you. I had to visualize that thing. I think it was more visualization more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I don't want to take no more tests.
Yeah, that's it.
Unless it's open book.
Yeah. Unless I can find the answers in the, like, flipping through.
Yeah. Just give me the answers.
Just give me the answers, man.
I had like a little thought about going back to school and I was like, for what?
Why?
why do I want to take tests?
Yeah, exactly.
I got to fuss at my kid because she don't want to study for her test.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got to go study for tests.
Like, I don't want to study for tests.
You know, it's tough, man. Like, I'm done with tests. Like, why do we test?
Life is test enough.
Yeah, right. Just be out here living and see what you get.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, no clear topic today, but I did come across this interesting Google because I was Googling podcast topics.
This is like back on the bandwagon.
Yeah, like something fun. So, this website is called withaim.com.
Okay.
And they have like a bunch of relationship questions.
Ooh.
And they're controversial. So this should be fun.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Dang, do I want to start out there? I'm trying to pick them at random because there's so many.
Hey, this is just dive in. All
right, let's go with lighthearted.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like any of those. Those are kind of corny. Okay. What's the most ridiculous argument you've ever had with your partner?
Man.
I remember one.
Which one?
The butter pecan ice cream.
That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. I was mad.
Because I didn't want all that ice cream in the freezer.
But still, like, it was mine.
Babe, they only had the big tub.
Yeah.
You did, see, now that we on our health stuff.
Yeah, back then, like, I won't, though. Like. So I was going to paste it out, you know. Oh, I was going to paste it out. I mean, I took one down before, like, you know, God. If my mom listened to this, then she'll know, but now. But, yeah, because that's what we bought. That's what her, like, personal self-care ice cream.
Butter pecan.
But it was also my favorite ice cream. So, yeah, I used to take them joints down.
What do you think our craziest argument was about?
Oh, God, man. I be trying to, like, wash them joints away in my mind.
You would check out real quick.
Yeah, I'd be trying to forget them joints. So, I mean, trying to think of something off hand. Oh, okay. I got one.
Oh, God. It came back.
Yep. On our way to Pudacana. And you was freaking out over that pen.
But we didn't argue about that. It was more a little so tussle. Having a meltdown.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, chill out. It's an ink pen. We're going to find one.
Well, I thought they weren't going to let us into the Dominican Republic because I didn't have an ink pen.
Not because of an ink pen.
Why not?
You were just nervous.
I had never left the country before.
Yeah. Understandable. But yeah, that was a crazy
moment. I will give us kudos. Even though coming back from Portugal was rough,
mm-hmm.
we getting better at traveling.
Yeah, we're getting better at
traveling. We have to, like, understand each other's, like, okay, if we go that far, we need to take our time getting back home.
Yeah, we need a break.
Yeah. We still learning how to travel.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
And, again, life gives you tests.
Yeah.
And next time we will pass the coming back.
Yeah. Like, if we come back late, I think we just need to stay in the city that we flying out of.
Or just stay at the airport hotel and go to sleep. But yeah, no.
Yeah, no more.
No more rushing back.
No more rushing back to the kids and all that stuff. All
right.
We just do an extra day.
Are we stretched?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Let me pick one.
Okay, you pick one. I'm going to give you the sticks.
Let me get the sticks.
I said, with aim.com, trying to start some.
Should you change who you are for your partner?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, your favorite saying is, you're not a robot.
I'm not.
Don't nobody want you to be no robot, Mario?
But still, you know, when I say I'm not a robot, I mean, like, you know, the way I am is the way I am. And if it makes sense to me, it makes sense to me. But if it's a legit something that I need to pay attention to, I'm going to pay attention to it. But if it's something like meticulous that just in my personality and some that, you know, make me happy and that's just the way I am, then, you know, I'm not going to change that.
If your behavior is harmful to your partner,
you should to your partner
probably change.
And to others.
And by harmful, I mean, like, it's actually causing your partner emotional or physical or mental distress.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you should definitely change.
Yeah.
If it's because, you know, you're going to be alone. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, change is, I think change is good for a relationship.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because we all have, like, toxic habits or ways of communicating or, you know, ways of being in relationships.
Oh, so. I know I change.
Yeah, I know I have to.
From, you know, from the time I was 2010 when we, like, first met and stuff like that to now. Oh, yeah. And, like, before in the last relationship, like, to now. Because the dude, I remember somebody was like, yo, on that show we was watching, he was like, yo, he got married when he was 20.
Oh,
he's like 30 something now.
And they got divorced when he was 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, he ain't changed 3 times. Like, that's legit. Like, you really change, like, every 5 years.
Yeah, over time you do.
Yeah, so.
I mean, and you get older.
Yeah.
You know, more mature, a little more wise. You start knowing what you do like and what you don't like, what you will and won't put up with.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's important too.
I think that is super important to change.
You do have to change for your partner then.
Yeah.
Essentially, and we all have to adjust to how the other person is changing.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to really dive into or, you know, investigate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your partner is changing, how do you adapt? Because yeah. Some people don't adapt. Some people just check out.
Yeah.
I already know. But some people
like she done left that relationship and
gone.
She's here in spirit,
gone
in physical.
everything else is gone.
But
yeah, some people check out, yo, and you gotta like be like as you y'all should have it, and it should be like okay to have those conversations. Like, okay, this is where I am. This is where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and check in with your partner and, you know, y'all talk and see, can y'all move forward in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, somebody on a football team, like, you're not performing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we're going to let you go to free agency.
I'm going to tell you something, because you older than me. Mm-hmm. So, like, you always hitting those, like, what are they? Saturn returns?
Milestones, Saturn, yeah. Those things.
You always hit them first.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes it's not things that you can talk about. Sometimes it's just, like, happening.
Yeah.
Like, some days I look at you and you be doing something and I be like, wow.
Just slide on in.
Just like, my baby getting old.
Yeah, man. It's different. It's different, yo. Like,
or like, you know, you just start to get more of like your dad's mannerisms, and like mm-hmm. your dad is like OG.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man.
Start talking in parables, three word sentences.
Quotes. I'm starting to say more quotes.
You know, if you do what you do, then it's already done.
Absolutely, and that's all you need to say. And then if you don't get it, then you'll get it. It hit you one day.
Wow, that's all you gotta get me.
That's it.
Like
that's what I grew up with.
Like a magic eight ball.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's so funny.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Yeah, but it's cool watching you get older.
Yeah.
One of my homegirls was like, she turned 33, and she's like, girl, we old now. I said, look, I'm watching my husband turn 40. We are not old.
Yeah, it's different. Like, I mean, I'm still like young spirited, but it's just some things that
when I say old, I say, like, there's so many things now that, like, don't bother you.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that bother me.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till I get to the point where I'm more unbothered. And so that's why I said I'm young, because there is still, like, that layer of immaturity there where you're bothered by certain things or keeping yourself up at night about, like, things that don't really matter. But at the same time, it's not as bad as when you were in your 20s, and it's definitely not as bad as when you were a teenager.
Yeah. Teenager, you in crisis mode all the time when things go down. In your 20s, you like crisis mode.
But I also got bigger thing, fish to fry.
Yeah, I fix it later.
Yeah. And in 30s, like, oh God, what if I never get it?
Right, exactly. And 40s is like, you know, forget all that.
If I get it together, I get it together.
Right. 40s is a lot of F-bombs.
It really is.
I can tell already, like, you know,
like, people be like, oh, this older person, they're so senile. Like, they're not senile. They just really ran out of F-bombs.
They don't care. They don't care. Like, they ain't got time for what you talking about. All these little young people running around with their mind all. Yeah. It's like, whatever.
You're emotionally naked.
Yeah.
Do not care.
Exactly.
I'm 65.
Yeah.
I do not care.
You do not care. I'm telling you.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Get to me.
Is it fair to break up with someone via text or social media? Granted, we've been married.
Yeah,
we are not the experts.
We are not the experts.
This is just for fun.
Yeah. If I was out there, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd be breaking up with a lot of people.
Yeah. 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 Like, me at this age.
Wait.
Yeah.
So, when you were out there.
Okay.
And you had to break up with somebody.
Yeah.
How did you break up with them? Please don't tell me you're a ghoster.
Nah, I want a ghoster.
Okay.
Because I need to tell you about yourself. You gotta have their like reasons why. Okay. You know, because you know, some people they come in hot, and you know the temperature is already steaming, and so.
You gotta tell them to cool off.
I gotta tell them to cool off. Like, okay, this is what it is. Don't call me no more. Don't text me no more. None of that because of such and X, such. Y, and Z. I'm done. So,
jeez,
you know.
Jeez, babe, that's hard.
No, it won't hard because hopefully they learn something about themselves.
That you are such a Capricorn. He just
no, it's all business. It's all business.
Capricorn.
But, I mean, that's just what it was, though. And that was it. It won't like text, cause when I did we had text.
Yeah,
we did. Nah, I had to talk to you.
I got broken up with. Like, okay, this is my thing. I was always getting broken up with.
Oh man, dang.
I was always getting broken up with, but I was always getting broken up with because I wasn't moving as fast as the guys wanted me to move.
I got you.
So like, if I wasn't putting out within the first 2 to 3 weeks, they were already checked out of me.
Oh.
I was getting broken up with like all the time because of that.
Okay.
And the one time I did break up with somebody, they acted like I didn't you say didn't, nothing. Wow. I tried to break up with this person through text message, through phone.
Yeah.
Snail mail.
Email.
They would just call me back.
They just didn't get it.
Like, what's up?
Man.
How was your day? Beautiful? What?
Like, yo, he didn't get it. You see, that's why, and that's why.
You got to be mean.
You got
to
be firm.
Oh, you got to be firm, not mean. Okay.
Not mean. Firm.
Maybe I needed to be mean.
Firm.
Okay.
Firm. Is this showing working? Let me see.
What?
Check.
It's like you just took it out of my ear.
Okay, we back.
Okay. Is it acceptable to pressure your partner into sexual activities they are uncomfortable with?
Oh, no.
No, that's horrible.
Nah.
We ain't even got
in this Diddy era.
Right, not in this Diddy era.
No.
Not in this weirdo, freako.
Weinstein.
All of that mess.
This all is that. Nah, that's,
room
that's,
with
that's
AIM.
An easy
com.
No.
Right. Can you truly love someone without ever having met them in person? Oh, my
Absolutely.
Gosh.
Absolutely.
The show. It's on HBO Max. It's called The Never Ever Mets.
Yeah.
These people are from all over the country, and they've been dating online. Yeah, they've been dating virtually, and they've never met each other. And so the TV show puts the people together in mm-hmm. one house so they can, like, actually date in person.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A hot mess. But yeah, it's so good.
A hot good mess.
That's
a good show. We just on episode 2.
We are. And somebody already got to fight in with they...
Day one. I mean, like, they met at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They was fighting by 2 o'clock in the morning. That is wild.
It was wild.
That
but
is
see,
wild.
I am not excusing the man's behavior. I'm not. I would never do that. But it was like some animosity between him and her because like she had them catfish filters on.
Yeah, he was upset.
Oh, he was
upset.
He
so
was
he,
upset about it.
And he looked a little cray-cray anyway.
He got a little
anyway.
Violent. Yeah.
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 Homie was a little cray-cray.
He looked like the way he said he looked, but she did not.
Nah.
And the only person that was happy was her.
Yeah, absolutely. That was wild.
It was
crazy.
That
was a wild show. But just like... You know, you can fall in love with somebody online, absolutely, mm-hmm. all across the world,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just that chemistry coming face to face. That's the biggest test.
Love is a vibration.
Love is a vibration.
And you can, like, you can feel that, you know, mm-hmm. being in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
But sometimes that vibration don't exist. When you in the room with
outside,
that
outside, it's different, right?
Yeah,
just like
together.
Love is blind.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, everybody love. Oh, yeah. You remember? Was it last season?
It was last season
where homie was like Sugarfoot and Baby Boo, mm-hmm. and they were like, "I love you and I love you too, Honey Bunch."
Yeah.
And then they saw each other, and it was like
silence.
Yeah.
It was just straight silence.
It was. They got ugly with each other. Yeah. He told her she wore too much makeup, and yeah. she was like, "Well, I don't care about your face. I'm still trying to make this work."
You know what I'm saying? She just wanted to be on the show. She was going to say no at the altar.
Granted, she was trying a lot harder than he was. He was just like,
he had checked out as soon as he seen her.
All he could do was give the, like, I don't know, English smile.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, and then, like, if you haven't seen the person, it can be, like, on the current season. And, you know, she was like, she looked like Megan Fox.
Oh, she said that.
And, you know, popped up like...
You do not look like Megan Fox. But see, she started off that relationship on a lie. Right. I'm not saying that he was right. First of all, Jimmy and her relationship was not it.
Yeah.
Like, it was doomed from the start.
Yeah. I think he connected more with Homegirl, but he was just
scared. He did, but I don't know if that was a... Yeah, because she had a baby.
Yeah.
She had a daughter.
That's big.
That is big.
Yeah, but you can work around with somebody. All right. Freelance question.
Okay. Side mission.
Side mission. All right. So, dating with somebody with kids.
Mm-hmm.
How do you navigate that? Would you date somebody with kids?
All right.
Granted, so, you know.
All right. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
But, all right. Here's the thing. One, I was young when we got together, so... In respect to your child's mother, I didn't really understand what she was dealing with or, you know, how she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I just thought, you know, we love each other.
Yeah.
You got to get over.
Yeah. Yeah, because we came in hot and heavy, though.
We came in really
hot. We came
in
super hot.
We came in really aggressive with, like, just everyone around us. Like, you guys got to deal with this.
Yeah, and it was no, like...
There was no respect
for anybody else's feelings.
Yeah. Which, you know, to be clear, even if you felt some type of way, it wasn't going to stop this.
Yeah, because we came in super hot and heavy. We got married in 8 months.
We did, yo.
It was just steaming. It was piping.
It was piping. It's still hot.
To this day, still hot.
It's still hot.
I'm telling you.
But things I would have done differently was... try to build a better relationship with the mother of your child. That's something I would have tried to do differently.
Mm-hmm.
Try to communicate more and just try to kind of like take it a little slower just so that everybody was comfortable.
Yeah.
Those are the things I would have done differently. At the same time, you know, my mom always said in situations like that, whether it's divorce or kids or something, somebody always gonna act up.
Yeah, that's what
so
she said.
Sometimes, you know, it just is what it is.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
You know, I think for being as young as I was, I feel like I did my best, the best I could.
Absolutely.
So, grown-up situation, so.
Yeah, very, very grown-up situation.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I was young, too. I was still only...
Yeah, you were young, too. Everybody was young. I don't think anybody knew how to really
navigate
that.
As a really, truly adult way.
Yeah, and we didn't have any examples of, like, amicable, blended families.
No, we didn't. Never had still to this day, like... Mm-hmm. You know, now we have examples, but mm-hmm. to, you know, how to work that out. But back then we didn't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and it's a lot of African Americans, we don't know how to come together as a community as far as that part.
Yeah, and it's especially for the good of the child.
Yeah.
You know.
But a lot of people do, and they know how to, you know, how they tribe and everybody working together and bop, you know, and I commend that, but mm-hmm. You know, me being young and didn't know how to navigate that.
I think that also being young, you don't really understand the duality of everything,
right?
Like, you know, two things can be true. Like, you're in love with someone else and you also have someone that you were in a relationship with and you also have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those things can be true, that that exists. And I think that sometimes, especially when we're young, we feel like things have to be one way or the other.
Right.
So yeah, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
So, not fully accepting the situation in totality from like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's good at understanding right there.
Yeah. But shoot, your oldest daughter, like, she's incredible. Mm-hmm. She's like so incredible.
Yeah.
And her mom is awesome. Like, she's done such a great job.
She did a great job.
She did, like, yeah. Like, just talking to her, and she's just so level-headed and just smart and just brilliant. Yeah. And, you know, and she's herself through and through. Yeah. I think that's a lot of you know, in there. So, yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, for sure. Big shout out.
Yeah.
Any more questions? All right.
One more for the road.
All right.
Let's see.
Get a good one. We're going to end it. We got to, you know, end it with a bang. My sister asked a question.
Okay, sister.
But this is like a part. This has got to be like a snippet, because we need to really
this is dig sound into. Bite.
This is a sound bite.
Okay, let's go then. Is this the final question?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So, being in a relationship or being married, anything like that, can somebody have a friend of the opposite sex and just keep it kosher?
This is controversial.
It's big controversial.
Okay.
And that's why, like, sound bite, because we, you know, we got to dig in and get other opinions, and we're going to have some more people on it. But,
can you have friends as opposite sex?
Can you have friends?
Okay. I feel like with transparency, anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can exist.
You can have multiple partners as long as you and your spouse or whoever you're in a relationship agree to that. As long as everybody is on board and everybody is transparent about what is going on, that is fine.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like I know I could be friends with another guy and it wouldn't affect anything, but it's just like the way our society is set up. Like, if I say hey to a dude, he thinking, oh, she want me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't be a heterosexual female and just like a friend too.
Yeah.
Or like, I can't stand it when guys do this, but I guess they call it simping or whatever the case may be, but they'll like act like they're your friend, even if you're in a relationship, and then they're like waiting for you to see them or notice them in a romantic way, you know?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
when you don't, they're like, you, blah, 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 you owe me, gah, 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 gah. Like, what?
Right.
So
yeah.
Can you? Yes. Should you? Maybe not.
Yeah. That's a...
Especially if that friend is single. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if that friend is single, you know, yeah. But it's, if they in a relationship, that's even more, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've seen it play out on a couple TV shows. But real life.
Like platonic. Is that like a real life relationship?
Is that a real life relationship?
If you haven't seen it, platonic has Seth Rogen and I forgot that girl's name, that woman's name.
Great show.
But it's so good. But basically she's married and Seth Rogen's character is like her best friend.
Yeah.
They're very bad for each other.
Yeah, and he's coming out of relationship.
Yeah, he's coming out of a marriage. Relationship. Mm-hmm. And they stopped talking because she didn't approve of that marriage.
Right. So that's problematic.
Yeah, they were problematic friends.
They're just problematic.
The show was so
good.
You know? We had to rewatch it.
Yeah, for sure.
But they were friends, and they were kind of getting bad. Each other to make bad decisions.
Bad decisions.
But it was good.
But
it was
yeah, but
show.
They were just cool.
Yeah, they were friends and like to party together.
Yeah, right.
It's your party friend.
It's your party friend, you know? And yeah, same, man. Like, you can be, I think, me personally, I can be friends with anybody and just keep it kosher and keep it that way. But I think more so on, see, I can't even say, because sometimes women, you just don't know.
The same way.
They
like,
the same
oh,
way.
I think, like, I also think that sometimes people are just deprived of, like, genuinely nice people. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, as soon as you meet a nice person, it's like, you got to be mine.
Right. I need all of it. Yeah. And that's not cool, man. That's not cool.
Okay, another question, all right?
All right, bonus.
Bonus question, all right. Well, it's not necessarily a question. It's just like a scenario, right?
Okay.
Like, I feel like if I have a homegirl because you're my best friend, right? Like, right. outside of, like, our romantic relationship and all of those things and us being parents, like, yeah. you're genuinely, like, my ace boon coon.
You know what I'm saying?
Showed my age by saying ace boon coon.
It's all good.
So, I feel like if you're going to be my friend, then you should also be able to be cool with my husband, too. Does that sound weird?
No. What? Cause but I feel you. I see where you're coming from. Yeah. Like, because, you know, you're going to be hanging out. And yeah, you know, and we married, so
like I know, don't want like, you to feel like
you need to beef or it need to be awkward or anything, you know? Like that. Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, I also know like growth time is important too.
Yeah,
I understand it. I know you need
yeah
time away from the estrogen. I get that.
Yeah,
too.
For sure.
But at the same time, it's like I want to hang out with everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I feel you. Yeah, because you know we just genuinely cool people and we just be kicking it.
Yeah,
you
we
know
be kicking
so.
It.
If you have a friend, if I have a friend that, you know, don't get along, then that's problematic.
Yeah,
like, why would...
Yeah.
I can't bring... Like, bruh.
Because you mad at my husband because we married.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's not a good friend anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for me, I kind of judge a good friend off of how well they mesh with you, too. Like, okay, you might be solid.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we kicking back and cooling. Then kicking back yeah. and cooling. But if you, like... On funny style, then I'm not.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's just me getting close to 40.
But I feel like you have great friends, and we all hang out.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
We
yeah.
do the double dates and stuff.
Yeah, they got genuine. Like the dudes that come through, shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like genuine.
Yeah, just
genuine
really
homies.
Good yeah, really good homies.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Nice circle.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, right. Is that the last question?
Yeah,
no more
I guess
questions.
So.
This is the reintro.
Yeah,
season two opener. Episode 31.
Season 2 opener.
We yeah. back.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Until we ain't.
Because the kid's out of school or something like that. Or,
yeah, for sure.
We be trying, y'all.
Yeah, we be trying, and
Where can the people find you?
They can find me at Money Griffin on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find both of us at The Power Couple on Instagram.
Oh, and we have a TikTok ran
oh,
by
nice.
Mario
yeah, TikTok. We did open TikTok. That was like pulling teeth. But anyway,
it's the Power Couple
Sales 757. That's
the Power Couple Sales 757.
Yeah,
I didn't even know our TikTok.
Yeah, name. Man. I was pulling teeth, y'all.
I know.
Pulling teeth. But, you know, we back. We better.
Yeah.
We growing. So I'm just open to all
avenues,
changes, all yeah. avenues, all everything
all
that
platforms,
anything may bring.
Except OnlyFans.
Nah, we not on there. That's That's some $1 million stuff right there.
Yeah.
But,
wait, what?
You gonna see me.
That question, should you...
Should you
get your partner to do weird stuff? I forgot how that question was worded, but that...
I could be... I'll leave it in, you know, never okay. mind, but,
Uh-huh. You can find me at Locks and Listings on Instagram.
Hey, name change.
Name change.
All right.
And that's it. That's
yeah,
a wrap.
Man. Call us, hit us up if you got any questions.
Mm-hmm. Leave a comment. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe, like, please.
We yeah, man. Let's
it.
Get it. If you in Virginia, you want to buy a house or anywhere in the world,
mm-hmm.
hit us up. Mortgage loans in VA and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up, my NMLS number. I'm gonna post that right there. So yeah, man, just hit me up, hit Shanae up.
I love you.
You know what I mean?
All right, peace, all right,
y'all.
Love
peace,
and real
love,
estate.
And real estate. We out.